proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In our series regarding the fatherhood of God, we look at how God supports His children. God sustains those individuals who trust in Him, thereby fulfilling His obligation to them as a parent. In fact, God will provide for the needs of all those who put His service as the highest priority of their lives. Jesus Christ in His Sermon on the Mount made that clear. He instructed His followers, quote, "Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" Unquote. Instead, He continued, they needed to, quote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Unquote. The writer of Psalm 75 described how God made the earth fruitful. Quote, "Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it." Unquote. The author went on to say that, quote, "Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof." Unquote. He noted that, quote, "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing." Unquote. The 8th chapter of Deuteronomy detailed how God met the needs of the Israelites while they were in the wilderness. Moses pointed out that, quote, "He humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger and fed thee with manna." Unquote. God did these things that, quote, "He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Unquote. Years later, in the 9th chapter of Nehemiah, that writer added these details, quote, "Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldeth not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not." Unquote. The Old Testament contained other examples of God sustaining His own people. Jacob, in Genesis 48, was on his deathbed when he prays, quote, "The God who fed me all my life long unto this day." Unquote. In 1 Kings chapter 17, God ordered ravens to feed the prophet Elijah. God maintained Daniel's health in the court of Babylon when, in the first chapter of that book, Daniel, quote, "purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank." Unquote. The Bible taught that God also met the spiritual as well as the physical needs of His followers. In Psalm 17, David told God that, quote, "I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." Unquote. His son Solomon in Proverbs 19 taught that, quote, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied." Unquote. In Philippians chapter 4 of the New Testament, Paul assured the believers in that city that, quote, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Unquote. God's capability to provide for the needs of His people distinguishes Him as the one true God. He can do all things. Indeed, as Jesus Christ said, nothing is impossible for God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.